Today we'll be doing Sif Mem Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Titorah, the Svilin, Halacha, and Mushim, Yisinai, Vahainu, Sheyasim, or Lamata, Lechasas, Piabatim, Venira, Kain, Dav, Shal, Gesher, Hanikra, Titorah. The notion of the Titorah, which again is the base of the Tfilin, that is a Halacha, Lemosha, Misinai, and there must be leather covering the entire thing. Ma'avarta, the Svilin, Halacha, and Mushim, Yisinai, Vahainu, Shora, Titorah, Yehe, Aruch, Mitzad, Echad, Vyasa, Bahama'avarta. Similarly, the Ma'avarta is also a Halacha, Lemosha, Misinai, and Ma'avarta is the place where the straps of the Tfilin pass through. Ketzad, Yachtechenu, Bishnit, Stadim, Shalot, Tehe, Rechava, Kamo, Rochav Hatitora, Kidei Sheyehinika Ribua Hatitora, Guvaosa Ma'avarta Uvera Saratsua, Yalshem Kach Nikris Ma'avarta. Ma'avarta has to stick out a little bit more than the Titora in order to accentuate the perfect squareness of the Titora. And the reason why it's called Ma'avarta is because on the word Avar, the straps pass through the Ma'avarta. Gambis Tfilin Shal Yad Yase Titora U'Ma'avarta. Also, by the Tfilin Shal Yad, we also make a Titora and a Ma'avarta. Yagalgil Kol Parsham Yisofa Lischilasa V'Chorcha Miklav Katan. We roll each Parsha from the end to the beginning, and then you furl it up into a tightly furled scroll. V'yesh Makpidin Milevarchan Ela Miklav Kasher. Some say that you're not allowed to make a bracha on your Tfilin unless the are kosher. There's also a further halacha l'moshe misinai that you must bind those parshios together using the hair of a kosher animal. And the Rama says v'noagin lichroch seir ala parsha v'acharkach korchen alav klav kosher v'chozim mechorchem alav seir. Our minhagiz is that we wrap a hair around the parsha, then we wrap another cloth, and then we wrap another hair on top of that cloth. V'noagu sheyas seir zeh shel egel v'yim lo matzah shel egel korich b'shel para u'shel shor v'rochet haseir hitiv batchila ad sheyehinaki. Our minhagiz is that we try to use the hair of an eagle, of a calf. If you can't find a hair of a calf, you can use really any kosher animal, but just make sure to clean off the hair well before you put it in. And some of that hair has to be exposed and sticking out of the bite. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Reish Aleph tells us, Sheyasim, V'afilu l'dasa sovrim d'habatim tzrichim li'os kula mi'orechan mamish, mikol makom lo ba'ina sheyehea titora v'ha'ma'avarta im habatim mi'orechan, ala afilu im hu or b'fnei atzmu kosher, v'zeh shekosef ha'mechaber sheyasim. Mikol makom im be'ef shari tovu hadir gam bazeh, l'tzeh d'asa mechmirim bazeh. So, Maker Adin, the Titor and the Ma'avarta do not have to be made out of the same piece of leather that the rest of the Tfilin are made out of. But Lechachil, it's better if you can make it out of the same piece of leather. Yehi Aruch v'im Nifsika Mutter L'Safra. If the straps, if the leather snaps, then you could stitch it back up. The titora must also be square. Mishnah Berurah says that when you put it into the bias, you have to roll it back to the beginning, just like a mezuzah. You have to roll the parasha back to the beginning. If you don't have access to any other pair of tefillin and you didn't roll out the parshios, so b'diavad you could still wear them. If you don't have access to another piece of cloth to put over the original one, you can use a piece of cloth or something like that. So you can't use the hides of a non-kosher animal when making the cloth, but if you want to use just a regular piece of cloth, that would be fine. Since you're using cloth, so it has to come from something which is mutter to eat. So if you don't wrap it with the hair of a kosher animal, then it's going to be puzzle. Since it's a machlokes, what to do, whether you should put the hair on top of the cloth or vice versa, we do both. We're not makbid about which one comes first. Shall egel kedei sheyizkor ma'ase egel v'lo yachata v'gam kedei lechaper al avonza. Why do we insist on using the hair of an egel? First of all, to be mechaper in order to remind us of the chera egel, we don't do it again, and also as a form of kapara. V'chasav eliyah rabbi demizah tam tov lasos kol tikun tefillin me or egel lafuke me osan shosin or ratzuos me or tayish. Therefore, it's better to make all the leather of the tefillin should be made out of the hides of an egel and not out of the hides of any other animal. Ktsas seir ayin b'magen avram ayin mechidush rebkiv eger sheizkim sheseir hayotze. The hair that sticks out of the bias of the tefillin should be less than the length of a piece of barley. So it's a machlokes outside of which parsha should the hair be sticking out. So we try to have it sticking out of the parsha of Hayom Shemoa facing towards the parsha of Kaddish. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Mem Hay tomorrow.